Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the toughest state Senate races. One of the contestants will be here. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Republican State Senator Greg Brower, who's going to be in a smackdown campaign against Democrat Sheila Leslie in Reno's District 15.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Mary Lau, Andy Barbano, and Connie McMullen. All coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
California Closets, the leader in home storage solutions, is serving the Reno Tahoe area. Let our team of specialists help you reimagine new spaces in your home or office. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Is your garage a disaster area? California Closets can help. We can turn your messy garage into a model of organization. Zero down, 0% financing available. Call or go online today to schedule your free in-home design consultation.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here
and
is Sam Shad.
And back Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program Greg Brower. He is a state senator and going to be in one of the toughest races in the state Senate coming up this election cycle. Sheila Leslie moved out of a very safe district to run against you. Your thoughts about that?
Well, we always expected a tough race. I think in politics you have to expect that. But
did you expect her to move?
Well, it was a little surprising that I guess they couldn't find a candidate to run against me. And so partisan politics, I guess, prevails once again. And so an incumbent moves to make sure I have a tough race. So that's fine. Like I said, we were expecting a tough race. I think the folks in my district understand where I am on the issues and have a similar vision for the future of the state than I do, and so we're looking forward to the race.
Well, one of the things, of course, is that that you were not elected. You were appointed to this seat, so really you're running for this seat for the first time.
That's correct, right. I've lived in this district for the better part of the last, almost 20 years, and have a pretty good idea of what the voters in Senate District 15 are looking for and what their views are in terms of the big policy challenges facing the state. And I think we're on the same page, and we're looking forward to the race.
When Sheila Leslie was on the program a couple of weeks ago, she was talking about the fact that a lot of people from her old district are also in your district.
Not very many, but that's fine. It's a Republican district. The governor won this new Senate District 15 by almost 20 points in his last election. So rest assured, we're going to work very hard. There's not a candidate out there that's going to work harder than I will, but it's a solid Republican district. And again, I think the views of the vast majority of the voters in the district are the views that I hold for the future of this state.
Senator, when you were talking to me earlier about Sheila Leslie resigning her Senate seat to move in to run against you, you were talking about how she might be abandoning her constituents in her old Senate district. And I'm just wondering how viable is that, because we're in an off year in the legislature, so why how could she harm those people by moving out of that and resigning her seat?
Well, I think first of all, right, it's awful. It's a strange way to do public service by resigning and basically quitting on the folks you represent. But the interim, as you know, has a lot of activity with respect to interim committees. And Sheila, frankly, served on a couple of important committees that she no longer serves on now because of her resignation. And that's not good for Washoe County. You know, she and I have always gotten along well. We've worked together well on Washoe County issues. And the fact that she's just taken herself away from all of that interim activity, the interim finance committee, the legislative commission, and other important committees, I don't think speaks well to her commitment to the folks in Washoe County.
All right, well, let's talk about commitment, because your name has been bandied about for Attorney General. And so are you prepared at this moment to make a commitment that if you are reelected to the Senate seat, that you will not run for Attorney General?
Well, I am 100% focused on getting elected to the Senate seat. I think the challenges facing our state are unprecedented. I think we've got a lot of good momentum going. We saw last week some tremendous leadership by the governor in terms of trying to put a budget together.
Okay, but that wasn't exactly the question I asked you.
I'm telling you, I am only focused on getting elected and what we're doing in Carson City, and that's it.
Okay, but you would say right here that you would be committed to serving a full term if elected to the state Senate seat?
I can't predict the future, Sam. I just don't know what's going to happen. I will tell you right now that my only focus and my only goal is returning to Carson City to finish the work we started last session and tackle the big challenges we face.
Okay, so that would be kind of a maybe?
I'm just not even going to think beyond 2012.
All right. And Jeanette Damon, reporting for the Las Vegas Sun, also covers politics for News 4 and News 3. Headline on her story, Governor Sandoval's shift on taxes signals GOP centrist strategy to take state Senate. The governor, of course, for those that may not be aware, said that the sunset taxes that were supposed to go into effect, he will retain those funds going to the next session. How do you feel about that? And is the GOP, in your opinion, moving to a more centrist position?
I don't think it's a strategy so much as it's a realization of the right realities that we're confronting as a state. I said it to Ann Jeanette on her show just recently, we can't cut education any more than we did last session. Last session was a session that, because of the fiscal realities we were facing in the recession, we made a lot of sacrifices as a state. I think if we were to cut more from education or social services, we'd move beyond sacrifices to actually causing Nevadans to suffer. And neither the governor nor any of us in the legislature that I'm aware of want to do that. So I think it's a prudent thing for the governor to do at this point. And all he's done, is he's asked his staff to create a budget, to start building a budget for the next biennium that takes into account or includes those tax revenues. I think it's a prudent thing to do at this point. Hopefully, the economy will continue to improve in a way that may not require us to use that tax revenue. But at this point, it's essential that we face the fiscal and economic realities that are out there. And that's what we're trying to do.
And we'll take a break. More with State Senator Greg Brower in a tough race for re-election right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
Do you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state in back taxes? Hi, I'm Max with Blue Tax. Due to the current economy, the IRS and state tax agencies are being more lenient, but this won't last long. Here's how it works. Let's say you owe $20,000. With Blue Tax, this is what your settlement could look like. Great, right? There are many relief programs that taxpayers just don't know about, and you could wind up paying way less than you owe. Our team of attorneys and enrolled agents can negotiate settlements, lift bank levies, remove wage garnishments, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce back payroll taxes. And at Blue Tax, we mean business. Those are my tax attorneys, and they don't mess around. They'll call the IRS or state on your behalf and negotiate your settlement for you. It's that easy. So call us right now for a free consultation at 800-969-2984. Or visit www.bluetax.com. And remember, you heard it from me, Max, at Blue Tax. 800-969-2984.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is coming to South Reno. Enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit of South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Chad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator Greg Brower.
Okay, Senator, you know that Governor Sandoval has taken some heat from the right, you know, Chuck Muth especially, for saying that he wants to factor in these taxes that were to be sunsetted into his new budget. It's $620 million. That's a lot of cash in any general fund budget. And what people are criticizing him for is breaking his pledge for no new taxes. And the right says, yes, these are new taxes, but there's also a way to say, no, they're not new taxes because they've been on the books for at least 3 years, and we're just re-upping him. Where do you stand on, are they new taxes, or are they old taxes?
Well, they're not new taxes. I agree with the governor on that. And I don't think that doing tax policy by way of sunset provisions or ballot initiatives is the right way to go. But again, we're facing a fiscal reality that between the increased Medicaid costs that we're facing, and frankly, if Obamacare is not struck down by the Supreme Court, that Medicaid burden for our state and the other states is going to just go up. And so the fiscal situation could become even worse. So we're trying to deal with this reality. The governor is taking the lead on dealing with this reality. You know, there's the left, there's the right, and then there's moving forward. And I think what the governor's trying to do is move this state forward. And that means leadership on real issues like the budget. And I think that's what we saw last week, and that's what we're going to continue to see. And to the extent that this governor is going to take a leadership role in moving this state forward, I stand solidly behind him.
Okay. You're standing solidly behind the governor now, but in the 2011 legislature, you did not stand with him on these sunset taxes when he wanted to include them in the budget. Of course, that was approved, but you voted against it. You were running for Congress at the time. Have you gone to a more of a centrist position in 2012?
I don't think my position has changed at all. We're facing a new reality, as I said. The governor and most of us in the legislature, most Republicans, did not believe that we needed to extend those sunset taxes in the last session. And then, as you know, we had a case from the Supreme Court which caused some to believe, including the governor, that there was no choice, really. Reasonable minds differed on that, and I had a different view on the impact of that Supreme Court case. But that was then, this is now. Moving forward, as I said, I don't think we can cut education any further. And other issues like Medicaid are right out there on the horizon, and we have to deal with them. And so, again, I think this is a prudent course.
What was your difference in terms of the Supreme Court case? What did you think the ramifications would be?
Well, the case on its face was really limited to $62 million,
right.
And we could have dealt with that without extending the sunsets. Now, there was a concern, of course, that if we did that, that might open up the state to litigation with respect to other pots of money, and there was just a difference of opinion on that, but the budget was passed, and now we're, of course, facing the prospect of putting a new budget together and a new set of realities confront us.
Where would you have cut the other $62 million from? Because, I mean, that was pretty tough times already.
Well, it was. We were able, as you recall, because of the increased tax revenues that came to light through the new economic forum numbers through the session, midway through the session, we were able to add a lot of money back into the budget. And we did that for the most part in the area of education. So as we got close to the end of the session, the budget looked better and better, and many of us thought that we could wrap it up without extending the sunsets. And again, reasonable minds differed on that, and going forward, it looks like it may not be possible.
As you look at the numbers that are coming in and have been coming in over the last year and a half or so, it does appear that the state is in a recovery mode, not a huge recovery mode, but definitely a recovery mode. How do you feel that that is going to play out versus the potential cost of Medicaid?
Well, we're very fortunate in that most of the economic indicators are moving in the right direction, whether it's tax revenue, employment, unemployment going down very slowly, as you point out, Sam, but moving in the right direction for the first time in a couple of years. So we're optimistic, but I think we're all very cautiously optimistic. But the Medicaid problem is not going to get better. And as I said, if Obamacare is not struck down by the Supreme Court, it's only going to get worse. And that's just something we have to deal with.
Well, Obamacare, can all of it be struck down? I know that maybe certain segments of it could, but can all of it be struck down?
I guess that's possible. We'll have to see what the Supreme Court says. Oral arguments are coming up. I don't want to prejudge what might happen, but needless to say, it's a huge issue for this country and for the state.
Okay, and I wanted to just throw out there while we have a moment here, we offered Sheila Leslie the opportunity to debate you here on the program. We'd like to extend you the same offer. Would you be willing to do that?
Oh, anytime, Sam. It would be my pleasure.
Okay, then we will go ahead and schedule with both of the campaigns. You know, it's interesting times for our state, with power shifting to the South, and yet one of the hottest races, perhaps the hottest race for state Senate, is going to be here in the North. Washoe County has become the swing county in a swing state. There's going to be an awful lot of money pouring into the state. How do you feel about super PACs and the potential for them to be involved in your race on either side?
Well, I can't control what PACs do, and that's the bottom line. The Supreme Court has made it clear that PACs can raise and spend money and exercise their First Amendment rights, and that's just going to play out the way it plays out. I can't control that.
Do you think it's going to be a $500,000 race on each side?
It could well be that. That's been the trend in high-profile state Senate races in recent years.
And how has your fundraising been going so far? Because obviously you've been dialing for dollars like everybody else has been, and a lot of people saying, hey, the money isn't there. Is the money there for your race?
Well, it has been, and these races aren't all about money, but with respect to the money, I did raise more than any other candidate in the last year, and that momentum has continued. But it's really about the issues. I mean, it takes money to get your message out there. There's no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, it's about the voters in my district understanding where I stand and understanding that I have the same vision for the future of the state that they do. And it's really not about how much you can raise.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it. But we look forward to planning a debate and having it right here on Nevada Newsmakers.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for being here. We look forward to seeing a lot of you over the next few months.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Birthday? Open your presents.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Thanks.
I hope it fits.
Half off some things isn't always a good deal.
But right now, GlassPro is offering 50% off autocross. Now, that's a great deal. Remember, what Grandma says, Grandma does.
This ain't half bad.
R.C. Willie has helped people make their homes their way for 80 years. Join us in celebrating our 80th anniversary with store-wide savings. R.C. Willie, your home, your way.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Start your day the right way with News 4 Today.
It's news that's important to you.
It's your full forecast with weather on the fours.
And it's what's happening around northern Nevada and the Sierra.
Everything you need to get going early.
Weekday mornings starting at 5 right here on News 4.
Weather on the fours, only on News 4 Today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Murray Lau is here, President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors. Andy Barbano is editor of NevadaLabor.com, and Connie McMullen is the publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine, in magazine form in northern Nevada and online throughout the state. Greg Brower is going to be in for a very interesting race here for state Senate against Sheila Leslie. Your thoughts on his appearance here today and how this battle is going to take shape?
Well, I think he's absolutely correct in his assessment of the race. He knew it was going to be a hard race. I don't think anybody anticipated that change unless Andy knew it was coming. I don't know. But it was kind of a surprise
for
Sheila Leslie to change over into that district and stuff, but everybody knew it was a targeted race. There was at one time three races down south that you were really going to focus on, but Greg's was kind of like the changeover. That one was where it stood, but when Sheila Leslie made that change, it raised the stakes significantly, although he's absolutely well known in his district, and he's out there working.
Andy?
Well, let me come up with some bakery comparisons. The job of a Nevada lawmaker is to sprinkle the crumbs onto the starving masses, because we don't have very much to put out because our taxes are very low. And so whoever gets elected isn't going to be able to do very much. But sticking with the bakery analogy, I think Sheila's going to make tortillas out of Mr. Brower. And I think she's a very good campaigner, and she's going to do very well. But I think what you're looking at is a choice between schools starving to death and schools staying on life support, depending on who controls the state Senate. It truly is a partisan battle.
Connie?
I've known Sheila a long time, and Sheila is a very smart budget and steadfast legislator. She's committed to everything she does, and I think she's one of the finest. I think she's going to have a very hard time against Republicans, primarily because she is not used to raising a lot of campaign money, but she will be walking that district. I've had a conversation with her, so I think that Mr. Brower is going to have a hard time against her, especially in light of his record that he does not complete office, much like our governor, which is not a bad thing. I mean, he's very attractive as a Republican candidate, so that may not be a bad or good thing, but that is reality.
How do you run on that, though, when Sheila sort of like abandoned the district she was representing, went off all the interim committees just to move into another office to run because of the majority as opposed to policy and serving the state?
That's a hard sell.
Well, you know, you talk about the Republicans, of course, are trying to get control of the state Senate. The Democrats, of course, are going to keep control of the Assembly. And in my experience, the whole legislative process works better if the Democrats control the Assembly and the Republicans control the Senate. I think it's just better for the citizens overall, because you don't get this legislation slammed through in a Democratic legislature, and then it's just vetoed by the governor.
Well, I can totally agree with you on that. I lived through both worlds. I lived in the world, or we all did, the world where it was Democrat governor, Democrat Senate, Democrat Assembly, and it was, you know, why show up? And then you had the balance of power with the Republicans. I think it does. I think it's the checks and balances.
Yeah, there's more compromise to it. The compromise that
we're talking about, allocation of the crumbs that fall off the table. We live in a company town, and as I said in 1982, the day will come when Nevada has to make a decision on whether we are a true state or a boomtown mining camp. And the lesson of Nevada today is, if you got kids, move somewhere else.
Mary, would you disagree with that analogy?
Well, I do disagree with it now, and I know Andy's very firm on that, and he's believed it for a long time. But if you look at things that are happening, I'm enthusiastic about Mr. Guthrie being brought into the state, and he's Democrat. I mean, it's like from the Bush administration, the governor is bringing things where we can look at our spending, look at reallocation of sources, and look at possibly we're at the lowest level now, so why not stop and rebuild? We also support him extending the sunset or even making the taxes permanent type of thing.
Guthrie's the new head of the state. He's the new state superintendent of education.
Yeah.
The Republicans wanted to eliminate that position and the state school board a while back recently, as I recall.
It may still be. Maybe he'll eliminate his own position, because that's his job, is to bring in streamlining and to look at where
things
are going.
What does the state school board do? I've never figured that one out.
There is an organizational chart that is frightening in its complexity.
I've had to deal with them for something, Ray, and I still shake my head, okay?
your thoughts, Connie?
You know, I'm not sure about that. I really don't focus on the school board, so. I do like the idea of extending the sunset tax. I haven't heard much complaint about it from the business community in the state, and the state needs it.
And we're sitting here discussing this within 24 hours of the announcement of Nevada once again at the bottom of the barrel, having the lowest high school graduation rate in the nation.
That's shameful.
Crumbs.
That is shameful.
Crumbs.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
On a hunt for a huge selection of RV parts and quality service? Then come on down to Safari. Safari is one of the nation's largest RV parts stores, and it's right here in the heart of Reno on Kitsky Lane. At Safari, we have over $1 million in RV parts in stock. Safari has a jungle full of satellites, solar systems, plumbing parts, furniture, and so much more. Everybody on Safari's staff is an experienced RV enthusiast, and our service technicians have the training to repair your RV right. At Safari, we don't monkey around, so come on down today.
There once were some people who went drinking, who got behind the wheel without thinking. But the force on the road, aware of the code, pulled them to the side without blinking. Keeping your balance can be tough, and walking the line can be rough. And in this state, you blow a .08, your St. Patty's Day will end in cuffs. So if you feel that drinking sensation, avoid getting behind the wheel of your transportation. Be a survivor and designate a driver. From the Nevada Department of Public Safety and the state.
We're very proud of our record of success at Bradley, Drendel, and Janae. We have been a firm of trial lawyers since the beginning of the firm 50 years ago. And we have carried on that tradition of trial advocacy and trial skills up until today. That's what we strive for, is that we obtain a measure of justice, a measure of fairness for each and every one of our clients.
Bradley, Drendel, and Janae, the one clear choice.
Not too long ago, this was considered state-of-the-art rug cleaning. Today, this is the state-of-the-art, and the only one to offer it in Northern Nevada is the Carpet Tender. Thanks to an incredibly powerful vacuum and dusting system, the amount of dirt removed by this system before actual washing begins is amazing. Nothing comes close to the Carpet Tender rug washing plant for unbeatable washing of all your area rugs, including Orientals, Navajos, and other heirloom rugs. Call the Carpet Tender. Remember, it's the Carpet Tender, or something less.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is State Senator Mo Dennis of Clark County. He's projected to be the Democrats' caucus leader in the state Senate.